Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT news team.
Welcome to Talk of the Rock here on KMXT. I'm your host, Davis, filling in today, and I've got a few guests in the studio, and we're going to let them introduce themselves. They're all here, though, from the cast of Romeo and Juliet, the Kodiak Arts Council's upcoming show. We're going to tell you more details about that, and it's sure to be a lot of fun. I can tell just based on the cast I have here in the room. So I'll let them introduce themselves, starting on my left here, Sasha. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having us here. My name is Sasha Grandois, and I'm the director of Romeo and Juliet.
Hi, my name is Miranda Birkenbeil. I play the role of Tybalt Capulet in Romeo and Juliet.
Hello, my name is Mary Grace Enriquez. I play Juliet in Romeo and Juliet.
Awesome. And we are maybe expecting Romeo to show up potentially in a little bit as well. So we'll see.
That's when we go, oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Yeah. Yeah, got it. Yeah. So we'll adjust as we have more cast members join us. But in the meantime, I'm just going to ask the ones here in the room a few basic questions. So first of all, how would you summarize Romeo and Juliet? Let's pretend, you know, someone listening has never, ever heard of Romeo and Juliet, never read the book, never seen, you know, any of the various movie renditions. How would you describe it to them?
Well, I think the prologue at the top of the show really sums it up. It's a play about two households, the Capulets and Montagues, who pretty much run the town. They're both alike in dignity. And the play takes place in Verona, which is an actual city in Italy, for those of you that do not know, for whatever reason. And it's a story about star-crossed lovers, these two young souls, Romeo and Juliet, that find love against all odds, and they're byproducts of these two warring families, and somehow they find each other, and it's through their love that ends these centuries old infighting between these two families, and kind of make them put aside their differences. And so I always see this play as it's through, even though their love is short-lived, I think their love pretty much is what is immortal, because it's their love that ended centuries of hate and violence. And so it's another message to me that love is the most powerful force.
That's good. Miranda, could you tell us a little bit about Tybalt, please, and your character? How would you summarize Tybalt?
A good summarization of Tybalt is that she is a Capulet, and she is fiercely protective of her family. She is very honorable. She is somewhat stoic, but she does not like the Montague family at all, and is often the interrogator of most of the public fights that occur between the Capulets and the Montagues. Again, like Tybalt, will see the opposite side and, all right, I'm going to pick a fight, but I'm not going to be the one to throw the first punch, but I'm definitely going to instigate it. Just to show you how dirty the Montagues really are.
Wow, the instigator. All right. And we just had our fourth join us, so I'll let Romeo introduce himself. You're sharing a mic there with Mary Jane, your Juliet. Yep, thank
Mary
you.
Grace.
Mary Grace. I'm sorry, Mary Grace. So, introduce yourself, please, and tell us a little bit about Romeo, since you just walked in.
That's right on the spot.
Yep, that's right.
Well, my name is Lucky Taglau. I'll be playing Romeo and Juliet. Or Romeo in Romeo and Juliet. I've had actually a research on a little bit more on Romeo. Well, you know, the classic is he's a romantic type of guy. And with how Shakespeare's lines works, I'm actually took an inspiration with Sasha's directions. Mm-hmm. He's more what's the word? Poetic, I would say. And what else would I explain Romeo be? I guess I'm not prepared for this.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I guess that's kind of the gist with Romeo. Mm-hmm. He's a little bit playful with how I'm imagining Romeo be. So, and hopefully I could portray that for this upcoming show.
Great. Well, we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Mary Grace, your turn. Tell me a little bit about Juliet and how you're sort of playing her. What's your perspective?
I'm going to be so honest. I don't even know how I'm playing her. I've been playing... When I first thought of Juliet, I thought of her as just this innocent kid. Because I'm pretty sure she was 14, right? Yeah, so I was like, she's not that... She doesn't have that much things going on. She's like 13, 14. She's really young. So I was like, how am I going to play that without having... Without... See, I don't even know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sort of thing. But then I kept talking to Sasha about it, and she was like, she's really intelligent, she's really smart, she thinks ahead but doesn't think that, like, too much, I guess. But yeah, I don't know if I explained that.
Yeah, no, I
explained
to
what
that.
I think I explained it to.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And this is also, is this your first time on the stage at the JLC Wilson Auditorium? What other productions have you been in?
For community-wise, yes.
Okay.
But I've been, since middle school through high school, I've been in every single one of those plays.
Nice. Awesome. Okay, great. So the big stage debut then. That's awesome. Very exciting.
And they're doing so great. They're just really shy and very humble. But they're doing an amazing job. They're really humanizing, which was the goal for this production, is to really make these characters feel grounded and real, because often people think Shakespeare and it's, oh, I have to be poetic and great and grand. But with everyone here and the entire cast, they're doing such a great job of really humanizing and making these characters relatable.
That's a great way to put it. And I was going to ask, how is it coming for everybody with the Shakespearean lines? That's not, it's not straightforward. It's not easy. No. Yeah. How are you coping?
What would thou have with me? Oh, tongue twisters. Yeah. They're very tongue twistery. And some people have very long-winded things to say, and bless their hearts. But I think most of the cast we've gotten into the swing of it, to where we've really gotten our lines down and just taken it and run with it. It's taken the 2 months of rehearsal definitely to get those lines down, but everybody has worked so hard, and it's, yes, it is Shakespearean, but I think all of the cast has really taken it, and as Sasha was saying, we have grounded each of our characters to where it's understandable in modern times, even though it is Shakespearean.
And what makes this one unique? I mean, again, there's been so many different adaptations of Romeo and Juliet, movies, plays, etc. What did you bring to this one, Sasha? We were like, well, this is going to be a Kodiak flavor.
Well, I actually, when we finally chose, Molly and I think back in July or June, Romeo and Juliet, the next big task was finding the right script. And so I probably watch... golly, maybe at least 50 different productions of Romeo and Juliet. And really, I knew that the first thing that I wanted to do, because I've also taught Romeo and Juliet for about 10 years now. And so I come in with that experience of people just being very, including myself when I first was introduced to Shakespeare, of the language. But also having seen like almost 50 productions of Shakespeare, even with some of the greatest artists, I think a lot of the language to me just got lost because it's just hard on modern ear.
Yeah, and absolutely.
We're just different species. And so one of the things that was a big goal for me, and even after we had our cast, was I wanted it to feel modern. And I wanted people to be able to sit through a play and go, oh, I may not understand every word, but I get what's going on here.
Right.
And to hear it differently. So I actually spent the Christmas break rewriting, especially after we had our cast, and kind of taking from the different plays that really stuck with me in, when I was in research mode during the summer, and really making it fit our cast once we had our cast, and then still making adjustments. Oh, God bless our cast, because I was still making a lot of adjustments in the script. Yeah, I think we have like three different revisions of the script. But again, because we've had some changes within our cast, I really wanted it to fit our, like, who was playing each character, and to, as much as I can, make it feel natural to the actor that was cast in the role. So I would say it's an abridged version, because almost every character in this particular show, if you were to do the full length Romeo and Juliet, it's about a 3.5 hour play.
Right. Yeah.
And almost every character has like monologues galore, which I love Shakespeare. God bless Shakespeare. But so I would say it's an abridged version, but also I think it's modern, hopefully, where you feel cinematic. I also wanted to bring a cinematic feel to this production. So it's, even though we're in a theater, hopefully you feel like you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit more about those elements. So again, you know, with Romeo and Juliet, yeah, you've got sword battles, some violence,
yeah,
some
a lot of violence.
Some emotion, you know, a lot of passion. Let's start with you, Lucky. How are you handling those, and what are you, tell us a little bit, give us a little teaser.
Oh my gosh, it's been so exciting. I'm actually not part of the main fights that Tybalt and Mercutio are in. They have the most action. They have worked so much with some chaos. And from the start, I was watching. I was like, this looks clunky. But as soon as we got closer and closer to our shows, I've actually been so jealous of wanting them struggle and fight. But I have the opportunity of killing Tybalt, so it's been very
spoiler
fun.
Alert.
That's all right. There's gonna be a lot of
gonna be a lot of deaths.
Ooh, sorry.
There's a lot of deaths in Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, I think all of us are actually dead.
Yeah.
All of you.
That's true. Another spoiler.
Spoiler. Yeah.
But emotionally, I was not prepared for acting. This is my first time doing an actual play with so much emotions, with everyone, with how detailed emotions are. So I'm excited to play this.
Yeah. And most recently, I believe we saw you on stage for Cinderella.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So obviously musical so to different. Yes, Shakespeare. Yeah, break that down for me. What are the main differences you're noticing?
With musicals, you get to play a lot more with how music is, and you get to get a kind of rhythm to it. It's fun and exciting. But with a play like Romeo and Juliet, like a Shakespeare one, there's so much more to it that I've never gotten a chance to explore. I had an experience with Shakespeare with a high school play that I did. It was Midsummer Night's Dream, and that was a great play.
Yeah.
But I didn't get into character. I wasn't fully mature at that time. So learning now with what I've known, there's so much difference that I get to explore. So.
Yeah, understood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tybalt, I'm going to come back to you since we've been talking a little bit about the choreography in these fights and everything. How has that been for you? Especially because I understand you came into this kind of later in the process, right?
It was actually right before the very first cast meeting. I got a call asking if I wanted to join the cast. And I originally wasn't going to because I'm moving this summer, but
I'm so glad she did.
I talked to my family, and my husband was like, okay, go ahead. So I joined the cast And I hit the ground running. I got so excited about this. I've done musicals most of my acting career. And so stepping into a play that you have to really like dig deep for that character. And as again, Sasha said, ground that character. It's been an experience, and going forward with the fight scenes. We did our own little twist. We don't actually have swords because of our setting.
Okay, all right.
But we all do have weapons. Mm-hmm. I think the hardest part for me is I'm not a very physically active person, and so we have practiced over and over. And Sasha provided us with all of these YouTube videos, like stage fighting and all of that fun stuff. And so we watched all of those videos, and from them we got to learn what we were going to bring to the stage and what we were going to do to choreograph our fights. And I have to go back to a few days ago, the first time Lucky actually saw the very first fight. When we got done with the fight, he was like, I didn't realize it was that intense. That was really scary, guys.
That was the first time I experienced it.
So the fights to me, like, I hop up and I'm all happy and smiley because I feel good about the fights. But when you're watching somebody literally run and then get slammed to the ground, it doesn't hurt because we've practiced and we've learned safe ways. Safety has always been a number one. Mm-hmm. But when you're watching it for real, like...
It's so intense.
It's such an intense feeling during the fight and for other people to watch it too. You feel the animosity between these two families. And I think, so all three of my fights. Mm-hmm. I get to show my weapon every scene I'm in. It doesn't mean I'm fighting in every scene I'm
sure,
in.
Yeah.
But all three of my fights are pretty intense, and you can feel the anger and the hatred in the fights.
Wow. I'm excited to see this, but it sounds like, viewer discretion advised, but keep in mind, it is a safe, controlled environment. Yes. No one is actually getting hurt.
You're not actually getting hurt.
No, we choreographed it. It's like a dance.
We've done it over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. All right. Juliet, I'm coming back to you, Grace.
No.
Real quick, the star of the show. So tell me about the relationship you have with some of the other characters. Obviously, the star-crossed lovers is the theme, the relationship everyone focuses on with Romeo and Juliet. but tell me about the other relationships you have, because Juliet has a lot of interesting dynamics at play.
Oh, I'm going to start with Nurse.
Okay, cool. Because
Nurse, I think, is the second most scenes I have with. At first, I thought it was, like, motherly Nurse, but I didn't really understand what the, like, age difference was either. Because Nurse is only, Gracie, she's actually just a couple years older than me. So I can't see her as, like, an old person.
I see.
Yeah, and I think we did it, like, as not mother.
Yeah, but, like, sisters.
Yeah, just because they physically don't.
Yeah, and then when I thought of that, like, sisters, there's a scene where I'm just waiting around for her, and it's like I have to think I should be thinking of her like my little sister and how late she is or how late I could be for my sister. So it'd be like, oh, my goodness, she's late. Oh, you know, it's like, gosh darn. And then there are times where I'm, like, super happy with her and, like, loving her and, like, oh, my gosh, you know? She's, like, a real sister like that. Oh. And then my other relationships. My mother and my father.
So who plays the parents, first of all? Who's the cast there?
Anthony White.
Okay, yep.
And then Cindy, I might...
Monty.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so...
mispronounced.
continue, Mary Grace.
My mother... I'm going to say my mother first because she's Filipino too. And so I feel like that's easier. That makes it even easier because I can, like, if we're not present, like, in the moment acting, I can say auntie or, like, just some sort of Filipino, like, thing. So it's easier. And she makes me laugh whenever she just talks, like, outside of character because the way she reacts whenever we're not, like, paying attention is just so funny. And then otherwise, like, I try and make sure I remember they're my mother and father. Mm-hmm. I've been saying, hi, mother, bye, father, hi, bye, you know, all that stuff. And, like, there'd be times, I work at Onco, too. Mm-hmm. My father would come eat with his actual children, and I'd say, hi, father. And then all their kids, he told his kids that I was, like, I'm in the play, too, and that I was his daughter in the play. And so, yeah.
Really committing to the character. I love
oh,
that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Good acting.
Yeah. One more question on that note. Do you think people around your age, your generation, like, still can relate to Romeo and Juliet? I mean, you mentioned you had a hard time with kind of understanding the relationships and stuff. But, I mean, now that you've seen it and you've been part of it, do you think, like, other people would enjoy it that are around your age?
For sure.
Okay.
For cool. sure, yeah. Because I feel like if I didn't watch it, oh, I'd be so in love with it. Like, I'd actually watch this one. The ones before I'd never watched for Community. I wanted to, but I just didn't have the time. I would actually watch this one, and I'd actually think, like, dang, I want a relationship like that. Not
well
near the end, but the loving part, yeah.
To an extent, finding your soulmate,
yeah.
quote unquote.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. not the ending. No spoilers.
Not that ending.
But
no spoilers.
Yeah. But yeah. Don't. We don't want that. Yeah. Got it. Good. Okay. Very good. Well, y'all are doing great. We're flying through this. I just want to make sure that everybody's aware. Yeah, you've got 2 weekends of performances. So, Sasha, tell us the details, please. How can folks get tickets? All that good stuff.
Oh, gosh. Hopefully I can remember. I feel like there's so much information in my brain. But please go to Kodiak Arts Council. We open this Saturday, March 7th. Our show begins at 7 p.m. And our last show is March 15th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have a matinee on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday performances with a matinee on Sunday. So hopefully I got that right. But I just really want to say that I know this show has been really challenging for the actors, and I have been pushing the actors to really ground because I just know, I know before I really discovered Shakespeare for myself that Shakespeare just kind of seems like this thing that I didn't understand or was kind of cheesy. And mm-hmm. so I really worked with this cast to really just make it accessible to help people realize when they come and see it that Shakespeare's for everyone and that, you know, these are real characters and there's a message despite all the poetry and the mm-hmm. romance or even the violence that there's a real message. And that's the reason why his plays and particularly a show like Romeo and Juliet is still being performed hundreds of years later. And the message is, to me, in my perspective, love, as fleeting and as quick as it was, that's the thing that is immortal and can always reflect on our society and remind us that we're more connected than we like to think we are, and love is the most powerful force. And it's a reminder. So let's not all forget that.
No, yeah, that's great. So is that part of the reason why then you chose it for your directorial debut as well in Kodiak? I mean, this is your first. Is this your first play, right? In
no,
Kodiak?
No.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I've directed shows before.
But your first Shakespeare play?
No.
No. Okay. Never mind. I'm all twisted. Never mind.
Midsummer. Okay. So you've done Interlochen and Intimate Apparel most recently in New Orleans.
Oh wow.
At Loyola. And I've directed a couple of Biscuits off Broadway. So yes,
okay.
I've had a history.
Wow.
I've had a history.
Very cool.
Here's her resume.
Yeah, exactly. I should have looked at that before. Yeah.
But it is my debut here in Kodiak, and I actually have a huge history with Romeo and Juliet, and so I think I shared it with Juliet just on a personal level. I think I wanted when I auditioned with Juliet monologue when I wanted to go back to school and for grad school and. Everyone told me not to do it. It's so overly done, Juliet and Romeo, blah, blah, blah. Same response that most people give it. Yeah. And I ended up getting into all three of my top grad schools. And then I ended up teaching it in grad school. And then I was a college professor, so I ended up teaching it as well. So I just have a love story with Romeo and Juliet, I think.
No kidding,
I've dissected it to every measure. So when Molly and I were going through plays and we couldn't quite agree on the play that we wanted to do, I thought, well, why not bring up this play that I know inside out and put a different twist to it that I've always wanted to do. Yeah.
now that I have the opportunity. So.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. And yeah, your directorial debut of Romeo and Juliet in Kodiak specifically.
Yes.
There we go. Yeah, we'll see where that goes. All right, so final thoughts from our cast members here. What would you like to say to the audience who maybe folks who are still on the fence about going? How would you encourage them to go see this show?
Oh, well, I have a personal one.
Oh.
If you know me, Mary Grace Enriquez, and have always wanted to see me perform but never had the opportunity to, well, come on and watch it.
Exactly.
I've been telling people, and come on. I mean, I know you'll have fun. You'll enjoy it. You'll cry. You'll laugh. You'll smile. You'll feel all the emotions, I promise you.
They have done a really good job. I'm so proud. They bring a smile to my face, and I've never been so excited to see a fight, to see people fall in love, to see people even cry or, you know,
get there.
I'm like, what can I say on public radio? But they... please support this cast. Yes. They really have worked extremely, extremely hard. And I have a smile on my face every night that we run it. So I'm so appreciative. Yeah. But sorry, I know I interrupted.
No, you're good.
No, so I have one small spoiler. There was one night we were rehearsing and there was a scene where, sorry, spoiler alert, somebody else dies and I killed them.
Oh.
And it was after I killed them, I am waiting for my death, and the reaction to that person's death of the actors on the stage, which was Romeo and Benvolio, their reaction had me tearing up. And I'm supposed to be angry, and I'm supposed to, you know, be the one that I win the fights. I start the fights, I win the fights. And I was tearing up and I was like, I can't be crying and going out there and go get killed. This isn't okay. But even the actors in the wings will be watching from the wings, and we are still emotionally tied to the story that we have been creating over the last 2 months. This is a Romeo and Juliet like you've never seen it before.
Yes.
Please, please, please come and see this show.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Nice. Yeah. I love that. All right. Lucky, final thoughts from Romeo.
I was just about to piggyback on that, because each scene, I will tell you, all of our actors have done a fantastic job on conveying their emotions. So please come and watch. Watch us play, please, and support.
Alrighty. And those dates again, yeah, starting this weekend, March 7th is opening night at the Gerald C. Wilson Auditorium. Get your tickets now at KodiakArtsCouncil.org. And Sasha and crew, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it. Best of luck to you. Break a leg on stage.
Yay. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much.
And we'll go back to Terry in the studio. You're listening to KMXT.